There is a focus that the believer is expected to sustain. There is a gaze that the child of God is expected to have. Everything on the earth is not worth your attention. It is not every happening around you that demands your attention or that qualifies for your attention. There are certain things that the child of God should concern his or herself with, but not everything. And the scripture went ahead to make a list of the things that the child of God should focus his or her mind on. The reason is because the mind is dynamic in nature. It has a will of its own, and it was never designed to be idle. That is why if your mind is not focusing on something, it will give itself something to focus on. It is either you give the mind what to focus on, or it will focus on something on its own. Because by design, the mind cannot be idle. That is why right now, as I am talking to you here, many of us have visited our kitchen in the house because of the stew that you did not eat before coming to service. Many of us are currently seeing our bedroom, and you are praying fervently in your heart that the money you left on the bed, your brother should not see it before you get home. It's not what you want to see, but because you are not focusing on something tangible, or you have not given the mind what to focus on, the mind is traveling on its own and is busy trying to what? To get itself focused on something. The Bible said, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever are just, whatsoever are lovely, whatsoever are of a good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, do what? Focus your mind on these things. As you focus your mind on these things, distraction will begin to fall off, or it will begin to minimize. As you focus on these things, your life is being regulated and your mind is becoming strengthened and strong enough to either choose what to look upon and what not to look upon. Now, if you begin to focus on the things that are good, that are spiritual, that are edifying, that brings comfort to your soul, it will purge your environment, it will purge your mind, and your mind will be light, and it will focus on very few things. Part of the things that will preoccupy your mind are the things that have to do with your eternal reality. Because when you look at the list that was given here, all of them are spiritual realities. Are you with me? Hey, if you are here, shout amen. He said, whatsoever are true, whatsoever are honest. There is nothing in cosmos that is honest. There is no one that is subscribed to the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, the pride of life that is honest. It is only this, the things of the spirit, that is captured here. And as you focus on these things, your distraction become minimal. And as you focus on this thing, you are sucked up. You are pulled from within. Because the realm where this thought lies is a realm of the spirit. It is the dwelling place of the Christ. It is the dwelling place of your reality. And as you begin to focus on these things, it begins to pull you into that realm. We begin to enter into the experience of this reality.